trouble for Gerard Depardieu, Dean?
Yeah, not a good story. He was one of the names that came up when all the sexual abuse allegations were coming up. Bill Cosby, you know, the full list when the Me Too explosion took place. And now there are even more allegations against the French actor. He is being accused of sexual misconduct again by 13 new women in an investigative report that was published. These are fellow actors. These are makeup artists, production staff who worked with him between the years of 2004 and 2022. And, you know, charges are going forward. He already has charges that were previously, you know, made public a couple of years ago. So he is in some deep trouble. Yeah. We'll see how that plays out.
One of the stars of Black-ish went public with a personal story, and I think this is really admirable. This is going to help people, isn't it?
Absolutely. Marseille Martin, we watched grow up on television. She played the daughter Diane on the show, that you know, the glasses, super smart, pretty wise cracky. Now she's 18 years old, and she did an op-ed piece for Women's Health magazine revealing that she had an ovarian cyst removed, and said that she's coming forward with this because she wants to let other women know that they should talk about their ailments and their pain and listen to their bodies. She said that this cyst that was removed was the size of a grapefruit, and that she suffered crippling pain and severe nausea during menstrual cycles. And at first, she just thought that that was normal, that that's the way that it was supposed to be, and dealt with the pain. But she began seeking medical opinions, more than one. They learned about the cyst. They removed it. She says she's now much, much better. And she encourages other women, don't suffer in silence. Don't hide the pain. You know, go forward and be proactive about it. So 18 years old and inspiring others.
Yes, for sure. Listen to your body. Well, this is good news for Chelsea Handler fans. Chelsea's coming to town.
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend, Joe Coy, was in town last weekend. I guess she's following suit coming to Chicago. She just announced, although he played the United Center, she's playing the Chicago Theater. The date just added to her 2023 tour will be Friday, October 27th. So we've got a little ways off, but tickets for this go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock pre-sales. General on sale happens on Friday, starting at 10 o'clock at LiveNation.com. But if you're in anywhere near the Peoria area, she is playing in Peoria tomorrow night. So a couple of chances to see one of the funniest stand-ups out there.
Yeah, that's good news. And Dick Wolf got some good news. All of his shows got renewed, didn't they?
I'm happy for Dick Wolf, but, you know, he's lighting cigars with $50 bills.
Yeah.
You know, he's a multi-bazillionaire. Who I'm really happy for are all the people that work on his shows who are Chicagoans in production and catering and, you know, a variety of positions over at the CineSpace Studios, where they do these, you know, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. I think those are all of them. Is there a Chicago, Chicago Proctology, Chicago
CSI Stickney?
Yeah. That would be so fantastic. All of the shows have been renewed by NBC. And so they're going to be around for a little while. In addition, his Law and Order shows have also been renewed, and the FBI shows that are on CBS are all going to be renewed. So great news for Dick Wolf, great news for all the actors, fantastic news for all the people who make a living, mm-hmm. you know, working behind the scenes on these shows. So I hear from all the time, and you know, they want to support local production, I'm 1,000% behind them.
That's great news for our city. Carol Burnett was on Kimmel last night. Dean?
Yeah, I can't get enough of Carol Burnett. Whenever she's in town, I always go see her do her one-woman show. She is about to turn 90 years old, believe it or not, on April the 26th. It's going to be a big TV special that will be part of that with lots of current and many of her, you know, longtime friends who appeared on the old Carol Burnett variety show. But she was on Jimmy Kimmel last night talking about lots of things, including reflecting on this landmark birthday.
She is celebrating her 90th birthday on April 26th with a special called Carol Burnett, 90 years of what, life? Laughter and love.
Laughter and love.
Laughter and love, yes. More laughter or more love?
Equal.
Equal.
It was equal, yeah. I'm happy that at this age, I've got all my parts.
That's good.
Yeah, I have my hips and my knees and I think my brain, so that's good, yeah.
You have on your special, I think Cher is on the special, Katy Perry is on the special.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews, my chum.
Bernadette
is with
Peters.
Me. Bernadette. Billy Porter.
Billy Porter.
Yeah, and Jane Lynch, Kristen Wiig. Allison Janney, Laura Dern, Bob Odenkirk. I mean, we bonded. It was terrific. And my darling, Vicki Lawrence.
Yes, Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
Do you see Vicki much? Do you guys get together?
As much as we can.
You also learned that one of our guests is going to be here this week. You were on that show, Finding Your Roots, on PBS.
Yes.
And learned that Bill Hader is related to you in some way.
We are distantly related.
Maybe you can bring Barry to justice also.
Do you watch him? Eunice takes him down.
Yeah, the special is called Carol Burnett, 90 Years of Laughter and Love, and it'll be on the evening of her actual birthday, Wednesday, April the 26th, at 7 o'clock Central Time on NBC.
And this weekend, there will be a lot of good new streaming stuff to watch. What's on your list, Dean?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be watching this Jeremy Renner series. This was all done before he had his accident that almost killed him on New Year's Day. He was working on a show called Renovations, in which he buys up old government vehicles, and he and a crew restore them, give them new life, give them new purpose. That is streaming on Disney Plus right now. One of our favorite Chicago actors, Michael Shannon, is starring in a new limited series that's called Waco, The Aftermath, in which they deal with the fallout from the Branch Davidian compound disaster that took place back in 1993. That is on Paramount Plus Showtime and will debut starting on Friday. Netflix, Edgar Ramirez, starring in a show which is called Florida Man, where he's a gambler trying to track down a boss's missing girlfriend, trying to get rid of his debts once and for all. That starts tomorrow on HBO Max. For DC comic fans, Titans begins its final season. We also have the Black Lady Sketch Show back for its fourth season on HBO Max starting on Friday. New documentary called American Manhunt deals with trying to find those responsible for the deadly Boston Marathon bombings. That one is also on Netflix. And one that sounds so interesting that is on Apple TV Plus. It's a new series called Jane, about a young girl who is inspired by the work of Dr. Jane Goodall to save endangered animals. That'll begin on Friday. And when you just took that lovely commercial break, I downloaded the CW app on my phone because you can watch some of your favorite you know, shows that are on the CW anytime that you want. You can you know, download shows like you know, Lois and Superman and Lois, or The Flash, or 90210. The list goes on and on of their great shows now with Roku, Chromecast, Amazon Fire TV, Vizio, Smart TV, Apple TV. There's lots of different places. And, of course, on your mobile devices, if you go to CWT TV.com. You also can quickly download the app, as I have. And, of course, the CW now is part of our Nexstar company. We are all, you know, owned, you know, by the same. We're all under the same umbrella now. So happy to tell people how they can watch some of our own shows.
Nice. And Live Golf as well. And what's this about an Aaron Paul Easter egg hunt? Before you go, you got to fill us in on this.
Yeah, this is my favorite story of the day. You know, a lot of people on Easter, you know, did Easter egg hunts for the kids, hiding candy or, you know, little plastic eggs or, you know, whatever around the house. But at some point, you outgrow that. You become, you know, too adult for a regular old Easter egg hunt. So Aaron Paul, you know, formerly of Breaking Bad, decided to do something a little different by hiding bottles of alcohol around his house. He invited, you know, his guests, and then everyone went on a booze hunt. He posted an Instagram video of him hiding bottles of wine and tequila, mezcal, which he is part owner of a company that makes mezcal with his former co-star Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. But you know, so if you see the Easter Bunny staggering down the street, you know, you know what may have happened there. This brings a whole new dimension to Easter Sunday.
Hey, Mom, Dad, look, I found the bottle of vodka you guys had.
Right.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.